36 degrees at 421. It's the DWS News Hour. Unit 4 School Board President Chris Kleppel is here with us to get us up to date on some of the Unit 4 happenings. Chris, good to see you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Happy to be here.
It's been a week where Unit 4 has been a little bit more in the news than normal. And let's start with the issue that's probably a lot of people are talking about around town. It's not the referendum and the new facilities. It's actually a Central High School basketball player that did not make the basketball team after 2 years of being a starting player. At Monday night's school board meeting, you said an administrative review was happening. Jeff Finke is the head coach there at Central, and the player in question is Bailey D. Is this a normal step that when you say an administrative review, does that automatically include the school board? What's your role in that?
No, so the school board's role really is, among other things, to govern through policy and really to be at a 10,000-foot level. So to be involved in something in the weeds, if you will. You talk about that when, you know, trying to stay on the balcony is another reference you could use. To get in the dance floor on something like that just would be inappropriate for the board to involve itself. It's, you know, you could have an administrative review of a grade. You know, you have a student that has a grade that they want to dispute. And so clearly this one has risen to a level where, like you said, the community's talking about it. It's not something that I'm able and prepared to talk about, but that it's certainly not the work of the school board to be involved in that process. And I think if you think about it, if you had school boards injecting themselves into individual instances like that, you could really run amok of things rather quickly. So the board employs one person, that's the superintendent, and so the district is really then run through that. So that person right now is Dr. Zola, obviously, and so her team is working and providing space for this discussion to happen, this review and looking at things and stuff. And so, and just like with any incident, obviously using the opportunity as a time to review policy. You know, we've had some issues over the past couple of years that I've been on the board where, you know, conversations come up or around an incident, you know, it being what may it be, a die-in at Centennial, you know, the passing away of student, you know, taking those opportunities to look within oneself, and so looking at that. So I'm sure that that'll be something that'll come out of this. But at this point, you know, it's running its course, and so I think it's important that we allow that to happen.
When you say something will come out of this, do you mean that that internal sort of review, or do you expect already some sort of policy change to come out of this?
Oh no, I'm just saying. Anytime any of this, we've been in the last week. We were in the news on a bus incident. You know, looking at those types of things happen, and so looking at how we do things, and those are opportunities to do that. There could be nothing could come of this. You know what I mean? It's so, in fact, I don't know what would come of this at this point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know that's really vague, but without.
Are you kept abreast of what is going on, or do you completely stay out of that loop?
No, certainly, especially when something rises to this level, I'm aware of things. To the level to be made aware of them, but it's not something where I'm injecting myself into the conversation, being part of any of these meetings or anything like that.
Is there precedent for this type of administrative review that you know of when it comes to a high school athlete?
Yeah, I think this very type of incident where a player doesn't make the team. You know, and interest into why. We talked about grades earlier. These things in a school district, especially a school district of our size, happen. I don't want to say every day, but there's things. And when I use administrative review, there's building administration. It could be, you know, an administrative review could be any type of level. So that doesn't mean Mellon's getting involved every time. The building administration could be looking into something. So there's a chain of command that you can follow.
There's an athletic director. There's a principals.
In this situation, yes, yeah. Certainly those. If I'm on the street and you run into me and, Mr. President, school board president, I'm having an issue with my teacher, I'm not going to direct that person to bring it forward to the board. I'm going to take that issue with you, take that, in this instance to the, so that type of thing. So a review, this isn't unique because this is something that, goes on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this type of thing may happen often, but this, as you mentioned at the outset, has a unique high community interest because of all the extra factors that play into it.
Certainly.
Yeah. So that being said, the rumors are out there that there has been resolution to the matter. Are you aware of any resolution and what it is?
I am not. I got off work and headed over here to the studio. A lot of us are en route right now to Chicago, so I've heard rumors just as you have, but I'm not following it that closely where I have any information to share.
Fair enough. Chris Kleppel, school board president for Unit 4. Other big matter this week is the Champaign Plan Commission recommending to the city council that the three buildings slated for demolition for an expanded Central High School not be spared from coming down in order for new facilities, be it parking lots or whatever, for all of the central expansion. I know you're pleased with that decision. What actions do you take from here?
So this still has to go before city council. So I've been told that we don't have a presentation to make at that meeting. We'll have 5 minutes to make a statement, basically, that we object to these and asking the city council to basically take the planning commission's recommendation that none of these be designated for historical landmark. And so beyond that, it really allows us to continue how we've been going down this path. And so we've recently enlisted surveying of the buildings, starting to look at abatement, demolition, those types of things. So it really is continuing to carry on with that commitment that the referendum was.
The district has said that if the buildings had to remain intact and had to be sort of renovated or repurposed for district purposes, they would be that would cost an extra several million dollars. Don't have the exact figure. Are you confident in that figure? And, is that something even feasible?
No, and that was a big part of our case last night, was that the former YMCA, the Park District looked at that about almost 2 years ago, maybe a little shorter time than that. And that was a big number at that point, just to renovate it, get it up to standards as a pool facility again. And so you're looking at $6 to $8 million there. The Burnham Mansion is $2.5 to $3 million. The Bailey House is a $2 million project. And is that even getting it up to a school district standard? What is that? And so, yes, I'm confident that those costs would be there. And then how would those fit into our plans? We'd have to be funneling funds that were allotted for something else into those projects if we were going to try to keep those spaces. So I think it was quite clear that the former YMCA and the Bailey House were where they were part of this agreement. The Burnham House was really what was, a main target, if you will. But clearly all three buildings have a story to tell in this community and had some significant people living and attached to them, some architectural significance to them. So, but the burden on the district and thus the taxpayer to incorporate these into the plans would have been costly and difficult and would have dramatically changed what was promised through the referendum.
Finally, what indicators have you been given about how the city council will view the recommendation from the plan commission and how they might vote?
I think historically, the city council has rarely gone against a recommendation from the planning commission. I will say I know personally our two governmental bodies have a pretty good working relationship, friendly relationship even, seeing people at ball games and having lunches and stuff like that. I think we stay in pretty good communication, and we involve the city at a pretty high level throughout this entire process. So we had two city council members at every single one of our tier two meetings, which was the very open public conversation that we had. So they heard PACA's presentations and pleas when they were submitting those during that process. They were there when we were talking about, you know, this versus interstate drive, really, of do we want to tear these buildings down, or is this too much cost for us? Do we need to go out to the interstate drive? So having the city involved in that, going before the city to here's what we're thinking about doing. This is going to require you to vacate Park Street. This is going to require you to vacate a portion of Lynn Street. Being part of that conversation all along, I think especially with planning commissions, I don't boast about being confident, but I feel confident that we can see this through to that point.
Chris Kleppel, school board president for Unit 4 School District in Champaign. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
It is 36 degrees at 4:33. Local news next.